ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णं कृपणवत्सलदुःसहग्रां संसारचक्रकदनाद्ग्रसतां प्रणीतः बद्धस्वकर्मभिरुषत्तमतेऽङ्घ्रिमूलम् प्रीतोपवर्गशरणं वयसे कदानु
त्रस्तोऽस्म्यहं
कृपणवत्सलदुःसहो
अस्मि
I have so become
अहम्
I Kripana, Kripanavatsala, O my Lord, who is so kind upon the fallen souls, Duksaha, intolerable, Ugra,
very powerful,
Sangsara Chakra, the cycle of birth and death, Kadanat, from such miserable condition of life. Grastam, Grasatam, overpowered by other conditioned souls.
Grasatam means taken over. Is it? Taken over. Pranita,
being so thrown into such association.
Badha,
bound up.
Sakarmabhi,
the course of by my own resultant action of activities. Ushatama, O great insurmountable,
Te,
your Anghimulam,
root of your
lotus
feet,
Prita,
being pleased upon me,
Upavarga Sharanam,
Upavarga Sharanam.
Abhavarga-sharanam, the shelter of your lotus feet, which is meant for liberation from this horrible condition of material existence. Payase, your lordship will call me.
Kada,
when? Nu, indeed. Translation, O my Lordship, you are so kind upon the fallen souls. O the most powerful, insurmountable. O the most powerful, insurmountable by anyone else. On account of my resultant action of activities, I have been put into the association of asuras. And therefore, I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. Of course, if you become very pleased upon me, I am waiting for that moment when you will call me to take shelter under your lotus feet, which is the ultimate goal of life for being liberated from this conditional life.
Trastus mahaṁ kripanavas saladussahokra Saṃsāra chakra kadanād grasatāṁ pranītaḥ Badhyā sakarma vīruṣat tamasengri mūlam Prīto apavarga saranaṁ avayase kadānu. So, Prahlāda Mahārāja was not afraid of the fearful features of Lord Nrisimhadeva. He was not fearful. But a question may be asked, you are not afraid of anything. You are seeing so fearful appearance, Nrisimhamurti, everyone is afraid. And when Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, and other demigods, everyone is afraid of, but you say that I am not afraid of your this horrible feature. Naham bibhemi. This verse we have discussed. I am not afraid. So the question may be that if you are not afraid of this fearful appearance of me, then that means you are not afraid of anything. The answer is yes, I am afraid. Yes, I am afraid. What is that? Tastuham kripana vasala dushahakra sagasara chakra kadana. I am afraid of this material existence, not this your fearful. This fearful appearance is fearful for the asuras, duskritina. When Krishna comes, he has got two business. Paritranaya sadhuna vinasayasi duskita. So those who are duskrita, duskritina, these words are used in the Bhagavad Gita. Namanga duskritina mudha prabandante. So anyone who is in this material world, he is a duskriti. Kriti means very meritorious. Kriti jasa sajivot, meritorious, kriti. But duskriti. Here, in this material world, there are many, many persons, very meritorious, big, big philosophers, scientists, politicians, very meritorious. But their merit is being used for sinful activities. Just like a thief, he has got merit, but his merit is being used for stealing. So that is called duskriti. And sukritina, just the opposite is sukritina. Sukriti means one is acting or utilizing his merit for sukriti. Sukriti means the way by which one can approach the Supreme Personality of God. That is called sukriti. Agnata sukriti. This temple means to give chance to the people in general, agyata sukriti. Anyone who will come to this temple where the deity is there, and even by imitating others, if one offers obeisances to the Lord, that is taken into account. That is not useless. Because Krishna says, madjajina, manmana bhavu madbhakta madjaji, maga namaskuru. This is Krishna's desire. He gives the four principles that always think of me, manmana, and become my devotee, madbhakta, madjaji, worship me, and madjajina, manmana bhava madbhakta madjaji maga namaskar. Just offer little obeisance. These four principles will deliver you from this bondage of material existence. And Mameva Ishasya Sangusaya, without any doubt, you'll come back. That's so simple thing. It is not at all difficult. This child, he can do this. Old man can do this. Learned man can do this. Without any knowledge. Even an animal can do it. Very simple. Bhakti Yoga is very simple. Therefore, somehow or other, if somebody comes into the temple, even by imitating one of our obeisances, we have seen so many people, our devotees are offering obeisances, they also think that it is etiquette, let me do that. By association. Therefore, it is the commandment, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. Simply by association, one can be delivered. Sangsara chakra kadana. It is so nice thing. Unfortunately, they are not associated with sadhu. Sata sangha chari kaino asate bilas te karana lagila maura karma bandha paas. Nartam Das Thakur sings that I have given up sadhu sangha, satsanga sadhu sangha, satang prasanga, mava bija sangvida, bhavanti ritkanna, rasayana katha. If you discuss a message of Krishna among the sadhu, satang prasanga, then it becomes very palatable. Satanga prasanga, not professional. Or asadhu. Asadhu is condemned. Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden. Avaishnava mukhadagina, puja hari katha amritam, sevanam nakartabham. He has strictly forbidden. Those who are not Vaishnavas, professional, for money's sake, they recite Bhagavat. Anything. They want money. Sometimes they may recite Bhagavatam, sometimes they flatter you, sometimes they read other book also. They want money. Such kind of association will not help you. Satang prasanga. That is the same thing, Narottam Das. Satsanga chari kaino asate bilas. Te karane lagilamor karma bandha phas. This karma bandha phas in Sanskrit is sangsara chakra kadana. In Bengali is karma bandha phas. Entanglement in work and resultant action of that is going on. The sangsara chakra means one after another. This life is going on and we are creating the result and action of our karma, and according to the process we get another body. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatta namayyad. You have to accept another body by the laws of nature. Prakitakriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma jonishu. As you associate, so you get your next body. There are 8,400,000 different forms of body. Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. You'll get another body. He doesn't say that you will get this body after. That's like this Darwin's theory. They say, after this body, this body. After this body, this body. That is, when the evolution takes place in the lower species of life, nature's law. But When you come to the human form of life, you have got your responsibility. Wherever you want, you can go. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jāti deva vṛtā devān pithri jāti pithri vṛtā bhūte jā jāti bhūtāni madjājino vijāti. Now you select where you want to go. If you want to go to the heart practices there, you can go. Then take shelter of the demigod. What's he? Indra, Chandra, Varuna, they are trying to go to the moon planet. But one cannot go there unless he is qualified to go there. Deva Vṛtān, there is prescription how you can go to the Chandra Loka. In Karmakāṇḍiya, which are fruitive activities, if one executes fruitive activities very nicely, he is promoted to the Chandra Loka. He gets that life for 10,000 of years. And he is given opportunity of drinking soma rasa. So, this is saṃsāra chakra. Not that if you go to the higher planetary system, you become happy. No. That is not possible. Krishna says, ābrahma bhuvanā lokān purarāvartina arjuna yadgatyāna nivartanti tad-dhāmam paramam. Even if you go to the brahma-loka, from down, patala, up to brahma-loka, you can go there. If you want, Krishna is very, very kind. He has given you chance because he wanted to come here and enjoy material world. Krishna says, all right, go. So, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant worm in the stool, they're coming down and going up, coming down. This is going on. This is called saṃsāra chakra, cycle of birth and death. That is going on, perpetually. And they do not know what to do. You have to die. You get one form of life, enjoy it, either as human being or as hog, pig, cat, dog, or demigod. Whatever you wanted, you have got it. Desire. Now enjoy. But after some time you have to die. Or actually your position is not to die. You are eternal. Na hannate hannamāne sarīre. Destruction of this body does not mean your destruction. This is saṃsāra chakra. I am getting different opportunities, different bodies to fulfill my material desire. This is why. This is called saṃsāra chakra kadana. Prahlāda Mahārāja, a devotee, is afraid, very, very afraid. He is not afraid of the lion or the elephant or the tiger or the snake. No, he is not afraid of this. But he is afraid of this repetition of birth and death. That is called saṃsāra chakra. This is not botheration. Any sane man will understand how much botheration it is. Just like I am now old man, there are so many inconveniences. And in this way, every old man will die. And if he is fortunate enough, if he has done something, he may be promoted to the higher priority system, or if he has tried for Krishna consciousness, he may go back to home, back to God. Why one should bother here in this material world changing body one after another? This is called saṃsāra chakra. So the ordinary person, they cannot understand what is the difficulty. As soon as I die, I enter into the womb of a mother, according to my karma, the mother may be a lady dog or lady pig or lady such and such, because the body will be manufactured within the womb of the mother. Karmanadayamanetrena jantur deha upapatti. Upapatti means getting one type of body. So that type of body is given by the mother. And the seed is given by the father. Jatha bijam, jatha joni. So he take a form. This is going on. So a devotee should be very, very much afraid of this repetition of birth and death. Samsara, this is Prahlad Maharaj. To follow the footprints of Prahlad Maharaj, one should be very, very afraid. And the whole process of Vedic civilization, especially devotional service, is how to avoid this samsara chakra kadana. Everyone should be very, very afraid of foolish persons. Where angels dare not, the fools receive. They think, what is that? I shall die. Now it has come to this stage that in your Western countries, if we say like this, the next life you may become a dog. University students, they say, what is wrong if I become a dog? They are not afraid. They think, if I become a dog, then I will be free to have sex on the street without any restriction. This is the facility. Because being a human, I have got so much restriction, and if I become a dog, then there will be no restriction. I will be very free to have sex anywhere. So this is the education. In Hawaii, when I was lecturing, one student said, no, what is wrong, Swamiji, if I become a dog? You see? So people have fallen so much. But we should not be like that. Those who are taken to Krishna consciousness, of course, a Krishna conscious person is never afraid of any species of life. Provided there is Krishna consciousness continuing, that's all. That is one. We are not afraid of becoming a dog, provided I can remember Krishna. This is our position. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kita janamayami iccha jadi tvara. Hey, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I don't mind if I am born as a kid or an insect, but kindly give me the chance that I become an insect in the house of a devotee. Then I'll get chance again. Because the devotee will eat, I'll be able to take a little grain left by the devotee. That is my satisfaction. So, a Vaishnava is not afraid of to becoming in the form of any species of life, provided he simply, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer, Mama Janmani Janmani Sare Bhavadal Bhakti Rahai Tukhi Dai Nadhanagana Janagana Sundari Kavitang Vajagadi Sakha. Anybody does not aspire of being born in a very rich family, getting very nice wife and many controlling power, much controlling power. They do not want. Mama Janmani, neither a devotee wants stop birth and death. Because he has no desire. That is called akami. A devotee has no desire to fulfill. Therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar says, Bhukti Bhukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Asanta. Krishna bhakta niskam altavibha. Niskam, no desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. This is devotee, no desire. As Krishna likes. Simply, how to take charge of serving the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Prito apavadga saranam havayase kadanu. My Lord, you are apavarga saranam. This is a very important word, apavarga. Pavarga and apavarga. Pa means just the opposite. And pavarga, here in this material world, we are in the pavarga. Pa means parisram, labor. Here you cannot get food without any labor. Just see, these laborers here, they have come, whole day they are working. But if I say that why you are working so hard, come here, live here, take little prasadam and make progress in Krishna consciousness, nobody will come. Nobody will come. No, I am very happy here. This is for parishram. Parishram. They sometimes you are accused that you are escaping labor. You are parasites. We are dependent on the society. We are not dependent on the society. We are dependent on Krishna. Yoga khemak mahamyaham. Krishna is supplying us this nice building, nice food, nice opportunity. Not only one, we have got hundreds of buildings like that, without any labor. We are not working like this labor. Just see, I went to a country, 40 rupees, and now I have got 40 crores of worth of property. I did not work like them. Yes. The people are bringing money, Krishna is sending money. Daily, 1 to 5 lakhs are rupees. This is Krishna consciousness. Why one should work? Nāyaṁ deha deha bhājāṁ niloke kastāla kāmār arhati vīr bhujāṁ ji. Birbhuja, the stool eaters, they will work hard. Human life is not meant. Take Krishna's shelter. Krishna will supply everything. Yoga khemam maham. Tesam nittavi juktara. Yoga khemam maham. This form is working hard, parisam. And form means form, pheno. If you work very hard, you have seen sometimes the horse, they are having foams in the mouth. So we have to work so hard in this material world that sometimes foam comes. Yes, we become thirsty, we require some drinking because the tongue becomes dry, the lips become dry, and sometimes paw, and bo, still we are disappointed, barthata. And bho, we are always fearful, bhoy. And mo, after this, mrityu, death. After so working hard, after always being fearful, being baffled and so on, still you cannot live here, you must die. This is called pavarga. In Sanskrit grammar, there are vargas, kavarga, chavarga, tavarga, pavarga. The pavarga means pa-pa-ma-pa-ma. So material life means this 5 kinds of difficulties, at last death. Ma means mrityu. But if you take shelter of Krishna, then you are saved. Therefore, Krishna is described as apavarga saranam. If one wants to nullify this pavarga, then he must take shelter of Krishna. Ahamkvasar, because we are working hard, why? According to our sinful activities, we are put into the situation working very hard. Without working, we cannot get our food. So, Krishna is apavarga saranam. If you want apavarga, if you want to nullify these five kinds of pa, pa, ma, 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 then you must take shelter of Krishna. So, Krishna is always kind, but when he sees that you are very eager to go to Krishna, he calls. He calls. Just like he explained to Arjuna, "My dear Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, sarva guhyatamam, I am just disclosing the most confidential part of knowledge, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam." This is the most confidential part of knowledge. Don't be entangled with this power. Take shelter of me. So this is calling Arjuna. So Prahlada Maharaj is expecting when the Lord will call me. That is real mercy. You cannot call God or Krishna, "Please come me and save me." Krishna is not your servant. He does not agree to be your servant. But when he is pleased, he says, he calls you, "Please come and surrender to me." Therefore we must expect when the Master will call me. Don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will call you, "Please come here." That is what. That is bhakti. Not that, "Oh God, please come, I will see you." Why God will come to see you? He is very busy. What you have done that you want to see God? If you say, "Oh, Indira Gandhi, please come here, I will see you," she will come. Be qualified and she will see you. Similarly, don't try. This is not bhakti. Nachiye nachiye Gopal. No, Gopal is not anyone's servant that he will come dancing and dance. You be qualified and he will see you. He will call you. "Yes, come back. Come back home, back to home, back to garden." Be qualified. Where are you standing? Stand. So, this is Prahlada Maharaj's instruction. Everyone should be anxious how Krishna will call him back to home, back to garden. And that is done, that is possible when you are engaged in service. Otherwise it is not. Sevana mukhi hi jivhadu sameva skurattada. You cannot ask God to come and you will see. No. When you are sevana mukhi, fully in service, sevana mukhi hi jivhadu, that service begins from jiva, from the tongue. Tāra madde jīva bhāvati lobha māya sudhunvati. Tāre jetā kathina samasa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is very, very difficult to control the tongue. Therefore, the tongue should be engaged in service of the Lord. Beginning from the tongue. If you can control the tongue, then you can control your belly, then you can control your genital. And then you become jitendriya. So we have to become jitendriya. Indriya means the senses. They are given to us for material enjoyment. Just like the hog is also given the tongue to taste stool. That not your tongue. Your tongue is meant for tasting prasadam, not stool. Your tongue is meant for chanting, not eating stool. So you have to control these. Then there will be possibility of getting the shelter of apavarga saranam, the repetition of birth and death. Everyone should be afraid of the saṃsāra chakra kadana. Then one may ask that, just like sometimes foolish person, they say, the Krishna, God has kept me in this way, according to His desire, I am now in this position, because nothing can happen without His desire, this argument they say. That is another rascal. The Prahlad Maharaj clears, therefore, that bodha sakarma bhi. It is not desired by you. I have created this situation. Bodha sakarma bhi. I have been put into this condition by my own work, sakarma bhi. Bodha sakarma bhi. Usattama. You cannot overcome this resultant action of your karma. You must suffer. The same example, just like if you infect some disease, you must suffer. Similarly, we are creating karma and we are suffering. Baddha sakarma bhi. My work. Shastra does not say that you steal. Nobody says. Neither Shastra says, nor the moral code say, nor the law, government law say that you can steal whatever you like. No. Everybody says, the government says, don't steal. The Shastra scriptures, they also says, don't drink, don't steal, don't do this, all forbid. But I steal. There is sakarma bhi. There is forbidding everywhere. And still I steal. Then whose fault it is? It is government's fault or my fault. If I kill, I will be hanged. Thou shalt not kill, Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. But if I kill, then I must suffer. But they give some false argument. Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. And if I kill, and Christ has taken the contract that whatever sinful activity we do, He will excuse. This is Christian doctrine. They say that our Christ is so kind that whatever sinful activities we do, He will suffer for us. Is it not? This is Christian thing. Just see, foolishness. You do something and I suffer for that. No, you have to suffer. You have done something wrong, you must suffer. This is real philosophy, sakarma bhi. Usattama, tengirmulam, prita, apavarga saranam. So we are very much entangled in this material world. One should be very much afraid, Prahlad Maharaj says. Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid of Nisinga Bhakti, but he is very much afraid of this material existence. It is really very, very fearful. People do not know the seriousness of material existence, and they continue and waste the chance. Human being, human form of life is a chance to rectify, but they do not care. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is so important. Everyone, door to door, a devotee has to go and teach them that you are leading a very, very irresponsible life. Be responsible to your consciousness and be a devotee of Krishna, that will save you. Thank you very much.